my bedroom now is basically just all bed from end to end. I got the king size mattress yesterday and I set it up today. It took longer than I thought. It was a little more. I exerted myself a little more than I expected to, but hopefully this will work out. It was. As I started doing it, I realized that this is kind of a big lifestyle change, or it could be, if I allow myself to look at it that way. But it wasn't quite as stressful as the delivery of the big desk, because I wasn't dealing with a team of random strangers coming up to deliver and install the thing. Plus, they woke me up at some ridiculous hour, like 12 noon. I mean, who the hell gets up at 12 noon? So that was a little more stressful for me than this was, but this was an emotional exhaust. Because I'm a creature of habit, and changing your bed is kind of a big deal, I suppose. It feels pretty good. It's pretty much what I expected, but and I think I've already changed my mind about my long-time goal of getting the ultimate bed for the underneath. But I'm going to get something, some sort of frame for it, so I can have under-bed storage again. But I guess I should be happy or relieved or something that the new bed is in the house. And when I say it's all bad, I'm keeping the queen size bed in there for a couple of days until I'm sure this is gonna work. And I also want to make sure I dispose of the old mattresses in the whatever the appropriate way is. Oh, I remember, though, that my friend of mine said that his college roommate was a real player, and they had separated dorm rooms, or divided double, I think they would have called it, and that his roommate was getting it on, like, every night, with, like, sometimes with three different girls all at the same time, and his room was just bed. I remember saying that. It's like, the dude's room was just bed.